Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be His kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Grant, O merciful God, that your church, being gathered together in unity by your Holy Spirit, may show forth your power among all peoples, to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from Joshua, chapter 24, verses 1 to 2, and 14 to 18. Then Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, the officers of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, now therefore, revere the Lord and serve him in sincerity and faithfulness. Put away the gods that our ancestors served in the region beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Now, if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Then the people answered, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it is the Lord our God who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and who did those great signs in our sight. He protected us all along the way that we went and among all the peoples through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites, who lived in the land. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God."
Thank you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus said, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever." He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is too difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, he said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones who did not believe, and the one that was to betray him. He said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Before he was known as Saint Francis of Assisi, Francesco di Bernardone was a rich, spoiled brat who took great pleasure in being cruel to other human beings. One particular thing he unfortunately enjoyed was being mean and making a mockery of what he considered anything ugly. So if he ever saw a leper, a person with a terrible skin disease back then, if he ever saw a leper walking his way, he would scream in terror at the top of his lungs and run off, leaving his friends to ridicule and laugh and mock at the leper. Well, there's a legend that goes, after he heard God's call to rebuild God's church, but before he became the fullness of who we know as Saint Francis, he was walking down the road one day and saw a leper approaching him. Knowing it was not God's will for him to make fun of the leper, Saint Francis lovingly stepped to the side. But as he began to walk on past, he knew God was calling him to something more. And so St. Francis turned around, went up to the back of that leper, and tapped him on the shoulder. The leper, shocked that someone would touch him, turned around to see St. Francis. And at that moment, St. Francis threw his arms out and embraced the leper. The legend goes that the leper was weeping. St. Francis weeping, the two of them in an embrace of ultimate grace and love. And it was this moment that taught St. Francis that he was to take care of the poor and needy in his community. It was a difficult moment, and it was a profound moment. It was a moment of the fullness of life. Our gospel today is a story as well of Jesus inviting us into the fullness of life. It is the end section of what Dean Kate was talking about last week, of Jesus offering us soul food. Food to feed our souls, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as Jesus himself says in the scripture, if we eat his flesh and blood, then we abide in him, that he comes from the living Father. Through him we have life, and we have life forever. Jesus is offering us the fullness of life. But the disciples gathered, rather than getting excited about this, their response is guarded, offended even. The response is, this teaching is too difficult. Some translations say impossible. Who can accept it? And many of them, they walk away. They abandon Jesus and his invitation. Which I find strange, because when Jesus talks about his way of life, he says it's the easiest thing in the world. Matthew chapter 11, follow me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light, and you will find rest for your souls. Luke chapter 12, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, or what you will wear. And not only does Jesus say that his way of life is restful and worry-free, he says it's abundant. John chapter 10, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. You see, Jesus' instruction, Jesus' way of being, is the easiest way to live because it is the natural way of life. It is how you and I were created to exist. When we follow Jesus' way, we live into the fullness of who we are. Jesus calls it the life of the Spirit in our scripture, but time and time again in the rest of the Holy Scriptures, he refers to it simply as the kingdom of God. But you see, the difficulty, it's not in following Jesus. The difficulty comes because we have forgotten who we are. We've forgotten whose we are. And so instead of living in the kingdom of God, our worlds become small and we live in the kingdom of our own making. What's called often the kingdom of the world. Jesus refers to it in Scripture today as the flesh. So we live not as God designs and desires. We live only for ourselves, or for our immediate needs, our immediate families, our immediate fears. So we become numb, actually, hardened even, callous to the people we were meant to be. And our lives are defined by various levels of fear, jealousy, scarcity, resentment, control. The difficulty is not in Jesus' command. The difficulty is letting go of our selfish selves. Now, in the scripture today, the disciples were troubled over Jesus' call to eat of his body and blood. For you and I, this is fairly simple. We get it. We know what Jesus is talking about. We come here week after week to celebrate and partake in Jesus' body and blood made holy through the bread and the wine. This is something that we get. But there are other types of soul food, other invitations that will bring life to our lives and bring it abundantly. When we visit people in prison, when we feed the poor, when we pray daily, studying scripture regularly, finding ways to practice Sabbath, forgiveness, volunteering regularly for a ministry, offering grace to everyone, giving it a financial percentage that is transformative, or simply lending a helping hand. These are practices, they are disciplines through which we become fully alive. When we participate in them, we discover our true selves. We become alive as God designed us to be. They lead to the life worth living, the fullness of life. And yet, for most of us, myself included, I've strayed from who I actually am. I've strayed so far that I don't see often, and sometimes now, I don't see these practices as life-giving. I see them as struggle, even futility. They are difficult. How can I accept them? You see, I'm caught between a heart and a soul and a mind desirous to be all that I truly am in the kingdom of God, and the small, selfish, scared world that I've created that is the kingdom of the world. I struggle. But here's the good news. Not only am I not alone in this, I'm not the first one. We look at our scripture today. The other disciples have walked away. People have literally left Jesus. And he turns to the 12 and he says, "And you too, do you also wish to go away?" And Peter's response is, it's not, "Of course not, Jesus, we're with you all the way." It's not, "Never." His response is, "To whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life." You see, they knew emotionally, mentally, spiritually, they saw, they were witness to the fact that Jesus knew and was inviting them to the fullness of life. But you see, they still struggled in understanding it and living it out. So the sin, you see, the sin is not in struggling to live out who we truly are. The sin is in giving up, in walking away from Jesus and our true selves. You and I, we know grace. That is why we are here. We just sometimes struggle with the fullness of it. So here is my hope and my invitation. In the next week or weeks, there will be a moment, perhaps several moments, where you, like St. Francis, you will be confronted, and Jesus will ask you to live into the fullness of who you are and whose you are. You'll be asked to live life to the fullest. And you'll be scared. You will struggle with living into that fullness that Jesus offers. Live into it anyway. That hug between Francis and the leper transformed St. Francis into who he truly was. It gave the leper a moment, an experience of grace that perhaps he'd never known before. And it started a ministry of helping the poor and needy that echoes and reverberates to this day. Why should your moment of living into your fullness be any less?
Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Almighty God, we pray for the cities of this nation that hatred and urban violence may cease. We pray especially for our own city of Jacksonville. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the nations of the earth that we may come to respect and honor one another. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for our fellow Christians who are persecuted around the world, especially those in Syria. Let us pray together for the Middle East, using a prayer written by our own parishioners.
Almighty God, lover and provider of peace that the world cannot give, you know our hearts, the hurt we harbor, and the sin of complacency. We ask you to grant everyone who lives in the Middle East the peace of God, which passes all understanding, and the freedom to live in love and harmony, so everyone can seek your face and work for your glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns in peace with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Embrace the souls of those who have died. I invite you to speak aloud the names of those who have died. We especially remember John Scott.
Don, Jonathan, June.
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you created the heavens and the earth. Thank you for the gift of our lives, for our loved ones, for this community, and for this beautiful earth that we call home. We thank you for all our blessings. I invite you to speak aloud your thanksgivings. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. Father in heaven, in the coming week, help us to see that moment in which you may be calling us to step out of the kingdom of ourselves and into your kingdom. Give us the courage to be the people that you call us to be. This we pray in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. We ask you, Almighty God, to forgive all the mistakes that we have made. Help us to become the people that you call us to be. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the cathedral. If you're new or visiting and you raise your hand, the ushers will bring you a gift, but you have to hold your hand up high and you have to keep it up there so they can find you. All right, so if you're new or visiting, don't be shy. We're not going to make you speak, but if you raise your hand, we'll bring you a gift. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. Just keep those hands up until the gift arrives. We're so glad you're here today. I know that many of you take home the prayer list that we have, and you pray for our congregation by name, and we're grateful for that. We don't have the prayer list in our bulletins because a lot of people weren't taking them home, but we do have copies of the prayer list in the back of the church. So be sure, if you're going to use it, to pick one up. We're very grateful for that. We're also very grateful to have this wonderful new canon. Isn't he awesome? Yeah. I'm so thankful. It feels like there is a new and different breath of the Holy Spirit moving through this place. The vestry has formed 6 councils that are doing great work, and next Sunday is called Rally Day. And one parishioner described it perfectly. She said it's like a job fair for ministry. And we have so many ministries now that our tables no longer fit in Tolliver Hall. So we're going to have ministries all over the campus, and lunch and food. And so I hope next Sunday you will come to Rally Day. And I know that the rest of the world and all the schools have told you that it's the fall and they've all gone back to school. But I can't tell you it's fall. It's too hot out there. So we have one more Sunday of our summer schedule, next Sunday, okay, the 30th. Then we'll go back to our 3 services. So I know you're a little tight, but don't worry, there'll be plenty of room in the pews come September. We're so glad that you all are here. If you want to volunteer for coffee hour, we need more coffee hour angels today. And we're grateful there's a sign-up sheet in Tolliver Hall. And is Edith here today? Edith, are you here? We have an elderly woman who is 90 years old, but she's rather frail, and she wasn't sure she was going to make it. I don't see her. Okay, but we're still going to have birthday cake for her in Tolliver Hall. So it's Edith's birthday, and we'll give thanks for Edith, even though she couldn't make it. Another thing to keep in mind, we're going to host some homeless families starting August 30th. We need a lot of volunteers for that. It's fun to bring your family. You can play with the kids. They just need someone to play with. Or you can help cook food. You can just be available to give a ride. If you're interested in helping, please call the church office. Also, wonderful Wednesdays begin September 2nd with dinner at 5, all kinds of classes. You'll get news about that. We're going to teach about the moral vision of the New Testament. We're going to teach about making a rule of life. There'll be a basic A class, children's programs, youth programs, music, dinner, painting, lots of great things. And last but not least, in terms of living into God's call, we have a rule of life called the Daughters of the King. And these women take vows to pray daily for you, for their clergy, And they also take vows to serve in the church. And we have two women who are going to become daughters this morning. So come on up, all the daughters of the king, please. If you are a woman who likes the discipline of being part of an order, they meet once a month. You can all come forward. Don't be shy. And they are a great breath of prayer in this congregation. Are we all here? Lily, you have to come up, and Michael Lynn, you come right up in front of me. There you go. So we're going to initiate Lily and Michael Lynn this morning. May they be presented.
It was my privilege to present Lily Atala Zabani and Michael Lynn Palmer as candidates for membership in the Order of the Daughters of the King.
We are gathered here in the sight of God and before this congregation to admit these servants into the Order of the Daughters of the King. Let us pray. O God, our Father and our King, grant to these your servants such a measure of your heavenly grace that they may be mindful always whose child they are, and daily increase in your Holy Spirit, that by your wisdom and strength they may, with those whom they bring to you, come to your everlasting kingdom, for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to turn this on for you. Do you promise faithfully to obey the two rules of the order, the rule of prayer and the rule of service, to offer at all times your loyal aid to the priests and to the parish, to advance the cause of Christ, to wear habitually the cross of the order, and to work for its purposes as God may give you the opportunity?
I do with God's help.
Congregation, will you support these women in their ministry of prayer and service? You say, we will.
We will.
Thank you. Bless, O Lord, these crosses, and grant to your servants now to be admitted to this order such abundance of your grace that they may wear this sacred symbol in the spirit of humility and with devotion to the service of the King of Kings. Amen. I receive and admit you into the membership of the Order of the Daughters of the King. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, accept and wear faithfully this mark of your membership, remembering the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "Take up your cross and follow me." Almighty and merciful God, since it is only by your gift of grace that your faithful people do true and laudable service, bless these your daughters whom you have called to be in your holy service as members of the Order of the Daughters of the King. Guide them to lead a godly life in your church, and grant that having labored faithfully for the extension of your kingdom, they may finally inherit eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Turn around. Let us welcome these good ladies. Remember to be generous with your church as our Lord has been so generous with us. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
God of all power, ruler of the universe, you are worthy of glory and praise.
Glory
to you forever and ever.
At your command, all things came to be. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile Earth, our island home.
By your will, they were created, and have their being.
From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another.
Have mercy, Lord, for we are sinners in your sight.
Again and again, you called us to return. Through prophets and sages, you revealed your righteous law, and in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son, born of a woman to fulfill your law, to open for us the way of freedom and peace. And therefore we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope, to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. And so, Father, we who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving, we celebrate his death and resurrection as we await the day of his coming. Lord God of our fathers and mothers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world about us, Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. Let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily receive the world in his name. Risen Lord, be known to us in the breaking of the bread. Accept these prayers and praises, Father, through Jesus Christ, our great High Priest, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit your church gives honor, glory, and worship from generation to generation. Amen. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for you. You are the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
And now please join me in sending our Eucharistic visitors who will bring communion to those who cannot come to church. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread, one cup. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.